This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
This is Bianca Rojas interviewing Anna Flores on July 10, 2019 in my living room. Ms. Flores, are you comfortable with me donating this recording to an archive of undergraduate oral history being created at Guttman Community College?
Yes.
All right, if I show this to my class, you fine with it?
Yes.
Okay. So throughout this interview, I'm just going to be asking you questions about how was your life when you migrated from here to Puerto Rico to here, and how you lived growing up in Brooklyn. So you ready?
Yes.
Why did you leave your country of origin?
My mother left with her kids after she was in an abusive relationship.
If you could name a couple of things you miss or don't miss from Puerto Rico, what would you say?
I miss the rest of my family, my cousins and my friends. And what I don't miss is the school.
How was school out there?
It was hard. It was hard, very hard. It was like being in jail.
Did they beat y'all?
No, but they would hit us with the ruler on our hand if we would get the question wrong.
That's crazy. What did your friends and family say when you told them that you were leaving?
Well, my grandmother was brokenhearted. My uncles and aunts, they were feeling bad. My cousins and our friends that we grew up with, they were really brokenhearted too. They were very sad.
How did you feel when grandma or told you like, oh, we're going to New York?
We were all sad. We were all crying. We didn't want to come.
You didn't want to come?
No, because we were raised in Puerto Rico. That's our family. We didn't know what we were coming to.
Okay. Well, when you were like on your way here, what were your expectations of New York City or like the United States? I mean, we were already in the United States, but New York City, yeah.
Well, my mother was telling us in the airplane to calm us down. The buildings were big and everything. We would see snow. So we were excited for that. And that Christmas is different over here because it will be snowing and it will be cold. And that helped us a little bit to relax, to give New York a chance.
While coming here, while coming to your journey, to New York, did it go, according to plan?
Not really. According to my mother and what I remember, we had our struggles. It was up and down, but we made it.
What do you mean, up and down?
One day we didn't eat, the next day we ate. That's where we lived, we didn't know, because we had to start all over again. Some of us stood in my uncle's house and some of us stood in my aunt's house. Like that. Until my mother got herself an apartment and got herself a job to take care of us.
When you first came to New York, what was your favorite food here?
Hamburgers and French fries.
Interesting. I thought you would have said pizza or something, but hamburgers is cool.
At those times, there were really no pizza. There were really hot dogs and frankfurters and hamburgers.
Did you eat pork and beans and stuff?
Yes, we did.
Okay. Okay. All right, you already answered this question, but so how did New York meet or fail to meet your expectations? Basically, you came here and you had high hopes for New York. Did it ever fail you?
No.
So it's not
until I got older.
How did it fail you when you got older?
Going to school and not having the guidance, not only from your family, but from the teachers. Like at that time, they really didn't care enough to get to push us.
All right, so if you do you feel like if there were people like around you and like in the educational system like that really pushed you harder, do you feel like you would have like
I would have finished school and gone to college.
All right, do you feel like that other kids were being pushed by teachers more than like they will push other kids, like kind of like favoritism?
Yes, there was some.
Okay. How were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood specifically?
Well, we were coming to my uncle and my other aunt's house, so we received with lots of love. They bought us clothes. They put us half of us in one house and the other one in the other house. They helped my mother find a job, an apartment. So we received with a lot of love.
What about like the people that weren't your family though? How did people treat you that weren't
the
your
same
family?
Way? They treated us with love and understanding, and they made us feel that we were part of the family.
So every person you met when you came here treated you with love?
Yes.
And even strangers? Oh.
In the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. How did you adjust to a new language or culture in New York City? Like, how did you adjust to the other races that you were, you grew up with and, like, their culture and their background?
Well, to tell you the truth, that's not how I learned to speak English. Being around African Americans, being around white people, they speak English and they taught us words. That's how we started talking to each other, because they were teaching us. Like, we taught them how to say things in Spanish, so they taught us how to say things in English.
All right. One question. So, did you grow up around the time that like there was like like a lot of racism?
No. Not me. My brothers and sisters did.
Yes, because like you're the youngest, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, have you ever seen like any of your brothers or sisters get affected by racism? Or like heard of it? Heard of them getting affected by racism?
Yeah.
Do you remember any stories or no?
No, I don't remember. But I remember there was... My brother was walking down the street with his girlfriend. She was African American. And they chased him because he was Puerto Rican and she was black. And two white guys chased them.
They chased them like all the way back to the, like they weren't in
the neighborhood. Because you couldn't go to a certain place. That's where the white neighborhood was.
So you basically like, so it's like you guys like, not you specifically, but the people like your older siblings, like they couldn't like go to
certain... couldn't walk certain blocks.
Oh,
that's it.
Okay, so were you what new opportunities were available or denied to you upon like coming to New York?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Did you ever get like denied like a job like later on in life?
No.
Okay. Were any opportunities were denied to you because of because you were a migrant or like because you were Puerto Rican?
No.
Okay. What did the assimilation project look like for you? Assimilation basically means like how was it for you to adapt to a new environment in New York?
Well, it's very different because the buildings were tall. In Puerto Rico, you have houses. You don't have tall buildings. Now you do have tall buildings. But at that time, there was no big buildings the way they were here. Like, the first thing I saw was the clock. That was a, you know, it's a big clock. You look up and you'd be like, oh my God, what is that? So that's one of them. And the languages, the trains, we didn't have that. So it was taxis, they didn't have that at that time. So it was different. I had to get used to all this.
How did you feel about like the different seasons? Like
oh my God.
Like I fall, didn't remember the spring. First call.
I couldn't believe it. I cried. I wanted to go back to Puerto Rico.
Why?
Because it was so cold. I never felt cold in my life.
But you don't like the heat either. So did you like enjoy like the spring and stuff?
When it came, the cold I'm talking about with that freezing wind air, I couldn't take it. I didn't like the winter. I like the spring. I don't like the fall. And then I like the summer. But those two, I didn't like. I love the snow because we never saw snow. When it snowed, we cried because we never saw it.
So, when you were younger, what would you say was your favorite season?
Christmas.
Season? That's a hot...
That's winter.
Okay. I hear you. So, you still don't like summer?
I like summer. I just don't like the humidity.
So, now that you're older, what's your favorite season? Still winter?
No. Spring.
Spring? I'm not a big fan of spring. My allergies are horrible during there. So adapting to New York was easy for you, kind of? Like, in a sort of form?
Well, for me it was, because I was young.
Yeah.
But my brothers and sisters, it was not really that easy.
Yeah, because they had to, like, adjust to, like,
okay. They had to adjust to how to speak English, how to write it, how to dress like everybody else. How to understand the different cultures.
How long did like it take you to learn how to like write English and all that?
Well, it took me like a year or two. Once they put me in school, I started learning. And my brothers, we used to come home and we all used to teach each other, practice with each other, help each other with our homeworks.
Okay. Where did you live in New York City and why?
And Brooklyn.
What?
Near Gowanus.
Yeah.
My mother, the first apartment she took was on 4th Avenue and Warren. And from there, all the family went to St. Mark's, right around the corner. Everybody, we all lived in St. Mark's. Like five families lived in St. Mark's in different buildings.
Did you like living like on the same block as your family?
Yes, I did.
Even when like when you got older, you know, like when
well, we got older.
You know, like when you're a teenager and you're a little sneaky, like did.
No, we didn't live in the same block.
Okay. What was the hardest part for you about coming to New York? About like the move.
I guess I was scared of the new, of the different scenery.
Yeah.
And what's going to be changed, what we have to get used to, what it'll be like, how they would treat us. I guess we were all scared of that.
Did you like, at first when you came you were scared, but over time did like the scaredness go away?
Yes. Because I was the littlest one, so it was not so hard for me the way it was for my brothers and sisters. Because they had to go either to third grade, fourth grade. So that was hard for them. But junior high school, that was hard for them. Not knowing English.
So over time, you were saying like that you, that like your child, that the heart, like your scaredness went away.
Yeah, because I got used to it. That's, and I made friends with a lot of little girls that knew how to speak English, my age, and we used to change words. And when I got to school, I already knew how to speak English. Not perfect, but I knew how to defend myself.
So you basically like you, all right. So this is a question I have that isn't on this list, but did you like? So did you learn more? And like in growing up like on your block than you did in school?
In my block. Yeah, we saw everything.
Yeah, I feel like that's what you're saying. So How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the fact that you learned more on your blog than you did?
I felt good because I was learning things that you needed to know to defend yourself. So, I felt good. Even though I learned in school, but I still felt good because I knew what was going on in the street, how to survive it.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, what is your favorite part about living like in New York? Growing up, whether you're like in your 20s or your 30s.
Or going to the clubs, playing hooky, you name it, we have fun. Like a teenager did. But it was so innocent because we didn't do it in the bad way.
Did you live your best life?
I lived my best life in New York. Yes, I did.
Okay, girl. What's it called? Did you ever get like caught being out too late past curfew or something?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Who caught you? Like grandma or like your family? Mother. Your family on the block.
My mother.
Did she throw a slip at you?
No, she had a stick.
Damn, pull up with a stick.
But I was already 21. But that's not how we were raised. But they had to get used to it. It was my generation. It was my generation. It was my turn. And I was hard-headed.
All right. How has your presence helped shape the neighborhood? Like, how did, like, you and, like, your family, like the little Puerto Ricans help shape, like,
well,
the block?
It was family after family, different generations, and they're still the same neighborhood. So everybody knew each other, so things kept on going, getting along with everybody, helping everybody out, being there for each other. This is why I love Brooklyn, and I love my neighborhood.
Okay. how has your neighborhood changed since like your arrival? Like, how has it changed?
Everything's changed. They got new buildings. A lot of people left. A lot of people passed away. And they started making big buildings.
Like gentrification?
Yeah.
How do you feel about gentrification?
What is that?
Basically, like, gentrification is, like, you know how on 3rd Avenue, they, like, basically knock down, like, half of the stuff
that I don't like it. They're taking away a lot of memories that we had. And we grew up on them. And they're destroying all that. Just to make big buildings, high rises, big offices. What happens to the people? Where we go? We're going to live in the street? Half of New York is living in the street already.
How do you feel about that?
I hate it. I live from check to check. And I pray to God, give me the street to go on.
How do you feel about how do you feel about when you say like half of New York? Like, is about to be like in the streets. Yeah,
it's sad because a lot of us try to work hard, and here comes, and they make it difficult for us by raising rents, by not wanting low income around the community no more. It's sad. They just want to come and destroy New York and the hell with the rest of the people that we don't have rights.
Yeah, when I think of gentrification sometimes, I think of times back in the days where when, like, the wealthy or, like, the whites, they didn't want a certain race in the neighborhood.
And that's exactly
and they pushed them
now.
Out.
That's
exactly but the thing is that when they pushed them out, they either, like, moved to a different borough or a different neighborhood, or they moved back to their, to, like, their country of, like, where
they came
from.
Well, they don't want us to be here. They want us, everybody... to go back to their own country.
So do you think that as like neighborhoods change and gentrification happens, do you think that people will end up going back to their countries?
Some of people will go, because what are they going to do here? They can't survive here no more. They're taking the welfare away, they're taking your Medicaid away, they're taking everything away from everybody that's working. and if they think they're going to live on $15 an hour, that's crazy.
How has, like, your reception in your neighborhood and in the United States more generally changed over time? Like, your point of view and stuff.
It changed a lot. I'm sad because I thought living in New York, you had the freedom, you have rights, and you will have the right to live as comfortable as you can.
Yeah.
You had a lot of opportunities. They're taking so many opportunities away from people. And they're taking everything. They're just trying to take us out. Let's put it that simple. That's the sad part about it.
So that's how you feel like it changed over time?
Yes.
Okay. And, all right, so, like, we're always talking about the, like, you always see on the news about the immigration system and ICE deportating and, like, how they treat people and, like, camps and all that, refugee camps. And you see, like, you see on Facebook or online about all the effects of it. So, if you could do one thing to change the current U.S. immigration system, what would you do?
The first thing I would do is break those locks, those gates. Let those kids have freedom. There's kids that are dying. And no, it seems like they're not care about them. They don't care. A lot of innocent kids, they need to be with their parents. And mostly people that come from Mexico and in the country, they come here to work. They work. They don't come here to sit down. They work. They work more than white people, black people, Puerto Rican people. They work. They earn their money. And that's disgusting the way they put their kids, the way they do it to their kids. They put them through that. That's disgusting. I don't know how they live with themselves, but it's disgusting.
Okay. All right. I have like one last question for you then. The final question is for me, is if you could go back to before you came to Puerto Rico and you had the option to basically stay in Puerto Rico or still come to New York, what would you do?
I would come to New York because it gave me opportunity to learn, to survive. And whatever was throwing at me, I got up and kept on walking. It wasn't perfect, but I don't regret one day of New York. And I would never like to leave New York. I hope to God I don't have to leave New York. Good?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Flores, for this lovely interview.